Blog Talk Radio.
Reporter, and today my guest is Heru Ofori Aka from Ghana, and he's going to discuss with us his new company, Heru Results Industries. So let me bring him in. Hi, Heru.
Hi, how you doing, Joe?
I'm very good. Do you have a little delay when you're in?
Hard to hear you.
Hello. Oh, you can't hear me?
I can hear you now. I can hear you good now.
Okay. So, hello. How have you been? Welcome back to America.
I'm fine. Everything has been very productive. We've been spreading the company worldwide. So, you know, I spent some time in Africa, which I, you know, go back and forth between Africa and America. So we are working hard to be able to provide health solutions to people. As you know, the major health problems that people face in America and also in Africa is heart disease, diabetes, and cancer. And those are really three of the main issues. And associated with the heart disease and the diabetes is also kidney failure. So, you know, I spent some time doing extractions of plants and found that the best plant to do extractions with in addressing those major health issues is actually the leaves of the olive tree. And so I started doing my own experiments and use it on myself. I had eczema for over 20 years. And the olive leaf extractions that I made cleared up my eczema within a few days. And I also had asthma all my life. I had athletic asthma. And I was living in the Caribbean at the time, where I went to an island that was very mountainous, an island called Dominica. And I was walking up the road, and it was very steep, and I felt like I was about to die because my asthma kicked in. And I knew that, you know, something was just really wrong with me. And I went ahead and took the olive leaf about 2 weeks later. And when I got back to Dominica about 2 months later, I was able to run up the mountain with no problem. So it solved my problems. And then I had friends who had high blood pressure, who had parents who had high blood pressure, and gave it to them, and it reversed their high blood pressure readings to normal blood pressure. Then I gave it to people with diabetes and kidney failure, and it reversed their conditions as well. And what you may find very interesting is that what I found out through my research and my studies, and this will be very important to the listenership, is that these medications, particularly the high blood pressure medications and the diabetic medications, that are a class of medications called ACE inhibitors. ACE stands for angiotensin-converting enzyme, and those medicines end with a pril. So the most popular one that doctors prescribe is one called lisinopril. And we found out that these ACE inhibitors and these high blood pressure medications and diabetes medications cause acute renal failure. So what we've done with people who've had kidney failure is that we've replaced their medication. They monitor their blood pressure and their blood sugar every day to make sure the olive leaf is working. And we give them the olive leaf, which doesn't cause the bad side effects of acute renal failure. And we've had people who haven't been able to urinate for 5 years because when you're on dialysis, you're not able to urinate because your kidneys are non-functioning. So the dialysis machine will replace the kidneys and it cleans your blood for you, where your kidney is supposed to clean your blood and it goes out through your urine. But these people who haven't been able to urinate for over 5 years are able to urinate within 5 to 6 days, sometimes even earlier. And so their kidneys start to get built up. And a lot of the doctors will tell people that they're, you know, once you have kidney failure, that's it. And we've witnessed that it isn't true. So we've been able to get reversals in terms of high blood pressure, in terms of diabetes. We've gotten reversals with prostate cancer. We've gotten reversals with breast tumors and breast cancer. We've gotten reversals with epileptic seizures, and so a wide range of illnesses that we've been able to address just with olive leaf extract. And so we have on our website, herbalresults.net, we have live testimonials from real people, even medical doctors who've taken the olive leaf extract instead of medication, who've reported that, you know, they didn't want to take the medication because they've seen what the medication has done to patients. And they've given testimonials, video testimonials, that anyone could look at it, herbalresults.net, and just go to the testimonials page You'll be able to really get a rich, rich personal story of each of these people, talking about the ailments that they had before they took the olive leaf extract, and then after they took it, you know, they've either been cleared of cancer, tumors all gone, high blood pressure is no longer high, blood sugar is no longer high, and, you know, people who've had epileptic seizures up to 3, 4, 5 a day no longer have the seizures anymore. So we're proud of the work that we're doing, and we are spending our time not only just innovating, but getting the word out and letting people know that this alternative health measure is available for people to try without any side effects.
Excellent. So now where are you manufacturing this?
So I used to manufacture myself the product, and now because demand grew so much, I've hired factories throughout the United States to manufacture the product. So they call contract manufacturers. I've given them my formula, and they make it precisely according to how I made it when I made it with my hand. And so we're pumping out, you know, thousands of bottles quite regularly through different factories in the United States.
Oh, that's excellent. And does it come from the United States? Does the product come from the United States?
Yeah. So we have a distributor where we, you know, we have the olive leaf raw material, but our olive leaf comes from Egypt, actually, because the strongest olive leaf you'll find in the North African areas and also the Mediterranean areas, but the North African areas tend to have some of the stronger olive leaves. So we get them directly from Egypt. It's very strong. We have different extraction techniques than other companies. We're not the only company that makes olive leaf extract, but the difference is that, number one, most companies are using vegetable glycerin extracts as an extraction method. The problem is that the vegetable glycerin extraction of the medicinal ingredients of olive leaf is actually 3 times weaker than the type of extraction that we do. And we use an alcohol-based extraction. We use a vegetable alcohol. And alcohol extractions extract the medicine 3 times stronger than vegetable glycerin. So you'll see other brands, if you look at them, most of them are extracting through vegetable glycerin. So they're weaker per, you know, tablespoon or teaspoon or per drop than ours. And then the other thing is that the companies that do use a vegetable alcohol extraction, they make the bottles very small that are not even really that effective in terms of your therapeutic dosage. So you may go to a place like Whole Foods and you'll see olive leaf extract. If they do an alcohol extraction, they're selling it in a 1 ounce bottle. Our bottles are 8 ounces, and they're selling the 1 ounce bottles for $15. And for our 8 ounces, you know, if you just extrapolate and do the math, we could legitimately sell it for $120, but we sell ours for $40 so that it can be affordable to the general population, because people are suffering needlessly from all types of diseases that are not being addressed. The medical establishment is not addressing these diseases. What they're doing is they're helping you manage the diseases, but they're not getting to the root cause of these diseases. And the root cause of 98% of these illnesses is inflammation. And so what's happening is that people are eating foods that are causing inflammation. They're eating inflammatory foods. And so when we do talk to our customers, and on our website we have an instructions page that gives a protocol, which also has dietary restrictions. We tell people to cut out sugar completely. No matter what illness you have, you need to cut out sugar. And unless you're hypoglycemic. But then even still, you should cut out sugar, because the refined sugars are just going to eat a hole in your body. And here's what I mean by that. When you go to the dentist, and you have cavities, the dentist will tell you, you know, you have to stop eating sugar, because the sugar is burning a hole through the hardest part of your body, which is your teeth, the enamel of your teeth. That's the hardest part of your body. If sugar can burn a hole in your teeth, and they call that a cavity, imagine what sugar is doing to your internal organs, which are soft. So what happens is that based on whatever your genetic makeup is, as you are consuming foods that are causing inflammation, and that would be sugar or sugar-causing foods such as wheat, such as white flour, such as white rice. These are foods that they say have a, they would say have a high glycemic index. If it's a high glycemic index, it's going to be something that is highly inflammatory. So that is, you know, your white rice, your sugar, your soda drinks, your high fructose corn syrup, white flour, and then also table salt. These are highly inflammatory. And what happens is that inflammation is just looking for the opportunistic parts of your body based on your genetic makeup to locate itself. And so when you have an inflammatory illness, in medical parlance, they will add a word at the end of that sickness. And that word, that suffix is itis. So for instance, they have conjunctivitis, which is inflammation of the eyes. Gingivitis is inflammation of the gums. Prostatitis is inflammation of the prostate. Arthritis is inflammation of the joints. And it goes on and on and on. And so they have over 1,000 sicknesses that have itis attached to it, which is basically your body part plus inflammation. And inflammation, the root word of inflammation is flame. So what's happening is that, you see what I told you about burning the hole in your teeth? Well, burning is a flame. So when they say inflammation or itis, which connotates inflammation in Latin, they're telling you when you have prostatitis that your prostate is burning. When you have arthritis, your joints are burning, and you're taking in food that's causing this to happen. And so we tell people that the way that you attack your illness is a twofold way. You take away the inflammatory foods, which is the sugar and all those other things that I named that are sugar-causing foods in your system after you digest them, that cause inflammation. They're sugar-forming foods, rather. And then you take those away, and then you add an anti-inflammatory herb, and it just turns out that olive leaf extract is just about, if not, it is just about the most anti-inflammatory herb out there. And I've compared it to, you know, different anti-inflammatory herbs like turmeric. Its active ingredient is curcumin, which is anti-inflammatory, but olive leaf extract is stronger than that. You have oregano oil, and its active ingredient is called carvacrol. That's highly anti-inflammatory as well, but olive leaf extract is stronger than that. An active ingredient of olive leaf extract is a compound called oleuropein, and that's oleuropein. And so we learned how to extract that very well. We have two different formulas, a super strength and a maximum strength. We have the maximum strength for people who have serious conditions that are, you know, conditions that are going to put you in the hospital. So the people who've had cancer, who've had successful reversals, they use our maximum strength. And then people who have, you know, high blood pressure but it's not putting you in the hospital, they use the super strength bottles. Hello?
Okay. And now talk about the properties in moringa.
Yes. So we have a product that we make called Moringa Lantro. So it is a combination of moringa and cilantro. There are a few reasons why we created our own product, and we're the only company that makes Moringa Lantro. The reason is because, well, number one, moringa is a superfood. It has a high nutritional profile, and a lot of people in the last few years have become very educated about moringa. It has more iron than spinach. It has more vitamin C than oranges. It has more vitamin A than carrots. It has more protein than beans. It is just a superfood, and it because of the high nutritional value, it rebuilds the immune system. And so it has been an herb that has a leaf of a tree that has been very, very, very successful in reversing a lot of illnesses, particularly with people who are malnourished or undernourished. And, you know, a lot of people don't realize that malnourishment is actually a big problem in America. People eat a lot, but most of what they're eating doesn't have any nutrition. So they're actually walking around, and they may be overweight. And you say, how can an overweight person be malnourished? Well, they're malnourished because the food that they're eating has no nourishment. And there have been attempts to make correlations between diet and health, but in America, it's not taken as serious as it needs to be. And one of the examples of why you can see that there's a disconnect between diet, nourishment, and health, or nutrition and health, is that you can go to a hospital, and you can go to a hospital cafeteria. And most of the food in the hospital cafeteria is completely inflammatory food, food with no nutritional value. And then I've been in a hospital where someone has gotten a heart bypass and they'll serve them bacon for breakfast, right? Here someone had their arteries clogged and they had to get a bypass, but they're getting bacon for breakfast. People in there for diabetic shock and in the morning they're getting Jell-O. You know, there's no connection. And most of the doctors, they will tell you when they go to medical school, they only spend a few hours in the whole 4 years on nutrition. And nutrition is completely related to health. Particularly, you know, the major forms of diseases that people are getting, which is high blood pressure, diabetes, and cancer, is completely related to inflammatory foods. And what a lot of people don't realize is that the leading cause of death in America is, according to a Johns Hopkins study, is heart disease. And then I believe the second cause is diabetic-related illnesses or cancer. I'm not sure which one is second, but I know the third. The third leading cause of death is something called iatrogenics. And I don't know if you know, people can just look it up. It's iatrogenics, iatrogenics. And iatrogenics, Joan, means death by doctor. That's the third leading cause of death, according to a Johns Hopkins study in America. So people are being overdosed. People are given medication.
That's scary.
Yeah.
That's very scary.
And people can look it up. People don't have to believe anything I'm saying. You can look it up online. Just use your phone. You have a library now on your phone called, you know, Google, and just put in iatrogenics and put in Johns Hopkins, and it'll say third leading cause of death in America. And this is serious because, you know, if anyone is watching TV these days, you'll see that they have a lot of these pharmaceutical ads. And in the pharmaceutical ads, they always run down the side effects. And the side effects are just basically body malfunctions due to the pharmaceutical medicine that people are taking. And when they read them off, they have to read them off really quickly. And they always, you know, you'll be taking something for cholesterol, and it'll tell you that one of the side effects is suicidal thoughts. You know? I just told you that the side effects of these high blood pressure medications is acute renal failure. So when you go to a dialysis clinic, if there's 20 people on dialysis, you'll see 19 people will be on high blood pressure medication, and these doctors have not made a correlation or even a causative understanding that it's the blood pressure medication that's actually causing this problem of acute renal failure. And there's a study by the American Heart Association that says blatantly that ACE inhibitors used for high blood pressure medication and diabetes medication cause acute renal failure. And I have that study on my website. People can just go to the science page of my website, go to the olive leaf extract section, and it's like the third study under high blood pressure medications cause kidney failure. And so a lot of people don't know this. I actually have to sit down and train doctors a lot of times because they get out of medical school and they don't do any further research or any further studies. They just get their degree and they start practicing, and the doctor actually ends up becoming your pharmacist. Unless it's a surgeon, they become your pharmacist because you go see them you see them for 30 minutes or 20 minutes or 15 minutes, and they just prescribe you medication. And you're out the door, and then there's another person. It's just a wheelhouse that's going on. It's a revolving doors. So this is something that's very serious. And, I mean, I could talk about so many, you know, personal stories of customers, what they tell me, at length. But to get back to your question about Moringa, so the problem with Moringa is that a lot of people have heavy metal poisoning. And what I mean by that is that, you know, what they say, you know, the water situation in Flint, Michigan, they say that the water is contaminated with lead, right? Well, lead is a heavy metal that when it gets into your body, diseases, particularly viruses, bacteria, pathogens, like to hide behind heavy metals. The other heavy metals that shield pathogens is arsenic, and arsenic comes from rice. And then you also have mercury, which comes from seafood. And then you have aluminum as well, which is responsible for people getting Alzheimer's. So the aluminum foil that people use in the baked food and what have you is actually the protective mechanism for the inflammation that is causing Alzheimer's. So it turns out that also when you have heavy metal poisoning, it stops nutritional uptake and nutritional absorption. So if you're going to take Moringa, you need something along with it that clears away heavy metals. And the best herb that clears away heavy metals is an herb called cilantro. Some people call it coriander, or they call it Chinese parsley. So what we did was we're the only company that does this, we combine Moringa with cilantro. Because we know that if you're taking your Moringa, you need it to be effective. And for it to be effective, you need to have a heavy metal cleanse. So since people are going to take their Moringa, we mix the cilantro with it, so people take it, and then they're able to clear the heavy metals from their body. And that's actually also the secret to getting rid of herpes. There's a study that we put on our website, and people can go on the website as well at herbalresults.net. And go under the science literature for cilantro. There's a study that showed that the herpes virus and even chlamydia, which is a bacteria, was hiding behind mercury in the blood. And they found out that cancer cells are also hiding behind lead and mercury and other heavy metals. And so what's happening is that people are taking medication, antivirals, to get rid of herpes and chlamydia, and they're not able to clear it all the way because they like the viruses or the pathogens in the bacteria, which is a pathogen. So chlamydia is a bacteria, and herpes is a virus. They like to hide behind heavy metals. So that's why they tell you when you get herpes, you have it for life, because people have these heavy metals in their bodies, and they keep taking antivirals like Valtrex, like acyclovir, which they give you, and they'll tell you that this is only to manage your outbreaks. It's not to cure the disease. But the study showed that once you take an antiviral, and one of the strongest antivirals is actually in antipathogens is actually olive leaf extract. So if you do a cleanse with cilantro, which will clean out the heavy metals from your blood and your body, and it will go out through your urine, you are then able to have the viruses or the pathogens completely exposed, and you can kill it with antiviral like olive leaf extract. And so that's why we have the Moringa mixed with the cilantro, because what happens is that the Moringa builds back the immune system, because your immune system has been triggered every day by the food that you're eating, and it's also triggered by if you have a virus in you. But Moringa building up the immune system can't do it alone. It needs to have the heavy metals cleared so that the immune system can fight properly, and then the anti-pathogen that you're taking, such as olive leaf extract, can work fully. So we've had herpes reversals.
Okay, we're out of time.
Oh, okay.
We're out of time.
All right.
You're going to have to come back on again.
Yeah, as you can see, I have a lot of information, but I just thank you for your time. Tell people go to herbalresults.net.
No, we will talk about doing another show very soon. Everyone can go to herbalresults.net. I'm looking at it right now. And I'm going to order that olive leaf extract, and I do drink moringa tea. So thank you.
Great. Great.
Okay, I'll talk to you again soon.
All right. Thank you.
Hey, Ruth.
All right.
Okay.
All right.
Feeling good. Feeling good. Feeling good. Like a soul that's lost the blue. And I'm feeling very, very good.